Welcome back.
Episode 32. We're going to do a little bit of an odyssey here.
Oh, very nice.
Oh. It was actually a pretty epic rewatch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah.
What do you
But
mean?
I mean, is there anything more dangerous than Orlando Bloom making a romantic decision? Well, sure shit is in Troy. So we're covering Troy. Why? Because the Odyssey just came out. Did I see it? No. Did Cuz see it? Probably. But Cuz,
No.
what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up? Welcome to Automatic Rewind.
Did I say Bourbon Boys? I hadn't said it yet.
I don't think you said anything.
Fuck
What's
it.
up,
All
Gus?
right, let's go.
It was an epic discussion in the green room.
Yes, that was the line I was supposed to deliver. Sorry about
Hey, it was
that.
awesome. No, you did awesome. Epic.
Epic.
I think we're gonna say epic about 100 times.
We are. And we definitely are. But
Because this is epic. And why is this epic, Gus? Did Jerry say it?
no. Because it is an
This
epic.
one. What are we covering?
I already
Andrew
said
Silva.
Troy.
Oh,
I
you
said
did?
Troy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As I said,
Man, holy
been an
cow.
epic. We were in the green room, man.
We're already off the rails.
No, I
Love
feel like
it.
a celebrity.
Love it. Before we get too far down the road here into this movie, we got to go to drinks.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, cuz?
Well, this is like my fourth.
Atta boy.
I'm drinking Heaven's Hill, Bottled and Bond bourbon. Bourbon Boys is coming up, but we're not talking about that tonight.
No, we're not.
I just figured if you're stuck on a beach in Turkey and your boys are dying left and right, you'd probably want to get as drunk as quickly as possible by
Yeah.
drinking
Yeah.
high octane bourbon or whatever the fuck they were drinking, or heck, they were drinking back then.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
What about you?
I am not drinking a transfusion. Apparently, that's not cool.
Oh,
Although
right.
I've seen the complainer about this actually drink a transfusion. Granted,
What?
it was an actual transfusion drink. It wasn't the
Right.
seltzer. Yeah, the High Noon. But I am drinking a Busch Light.
Heck yeah.
And
I'm sure he'll have a complaint about that. Don't
it's not
worry.
watermelon flavored either there, malt. But yeah, I'm drinking a Busch Light. So
That's presupposing he's going to listen to this episode.
I think he is.
Yeah, you might want to.
I think he is. I'll look at the analytics and see who logged in.
Oh boy.
I'll check the data. Check the data. Anyhow, we've got drinks.
Yes.
We've got actually, yeah, we got drinks. We got the movie picked out. Obviously, spoiler alerts everywhere in this recap, but cuz I do have a question for you.
Oh God.
It seems like Troy was the protagonist and Greece was the antagonist. How do you feel about that?
You mean given my heritage?
Yeah.
So, thank you for asking. Originally,
Were you actually going to say something about this?
no, I just
Oh,
it, this is
okay.
something that's been on my mind since like I discovered these stories. I mean, like I've always been like I'm always on the side of the Greeks, always on the side of the Greeks, right? And then watching the movie, it doesn't really do much to move that needle because, I'm always proud. I'm proud to have Greek heritage. I'm obviously American as apple pie, but I'm proud to have Greek heritage, and so like if there's a movie between supposed Turks and Greeks, I'm like sure, go Greek. But like I did in preparation for this start the Iliad. I'm only 3/4 of the way through. It's a really long poem, book, story, novel, and but as I get through this, I'm like, it's written from the Greek perspective. I mean, like you're hardly you're getting obviously you're getting like stories from like the Trojan side and inside the wall and all that stuff and in their camps, but like you're always going back to the Greeks camps and all this stuff. And I'll be honest with you, man, like watch and I like this has nothing to do with the movie we're about to discuss, but like the hero of this, Achilles, in the book, he's kind of a dick. Like
Well, yeah, of course he is.
but he's just a bitch, and I'm sorry, but like now the movie doesn't explain this, and I know this, we're going to get into this, but the war in the Iliad, the novel or whatever, the poem, was way longer than like even a 3 or 4 hour movie could have done, you know? So
Right.
like you have no idea what all that's been going on and going through. So like, I mean, this is really about the story. The original story was about Agamemnon and Achilles butting heads and like how everybody else in the Greek camp have to pick up the pieces through all that. And it gets annoying, I'll be fair. You know,
Yeah.
because I mean, at some point, you're just like, Achilles, you could end this war. Like, just right now. Nope, he'd just rather sit in his little tent. I mean, the novel, I mean, the story or what the movie touches on it, but it just drags on and on and on. And I'm like, dude. Anyway, so I started being like, I don't really give a fuck who wins this. You know, like, even though I, you know, like, of course I was rooting for the Greeks and of course I know what happens, but I was like, oh, and then, you know, the horse thing doesn't even happen in the book. But I was like, man, I'm just a little more pissed off at this hero of Greece. Anyways, so there you go. Yes, rooting for him, but appropriately able to see both sides.
I just didn't think you'd root for the Turks.
No, I never would. No. I don't know, but if they all look like Eric Bana,
Oh,
I
man,
mean,
just
well, it's hard to, my goodness. My
And
imagine.
so I guess, as we get into this, before you had the rewatch, right? Like, and we said, okay, we're doing Troy. Like, what popped into your mind? Like,
The first, God. Well, I mean, I just said this thing about Eric Bana or Banner or whatever, but the first thing that pops in my brain when I think of this movie is Brad Pitt.
Okay. Makes
I mean,
sense.
dude is ripped. I mean, and he's a legit, you know, he comes across as a legit warrior and so forth and so on. His accent's terrible, but
God, I have that written down.
did you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean
No,
to.
it's fine. It's fine.
But I mean, what about you? Like, what, like, because we chose this because The Odyssey, the directed by Kevin Nolan, Christopher Nolan. Sorry, drinking. Christopher Nolan is out in theaters right now, so that's why we chose this movie. So maybe it wasn't on the forefront of either of our minds, but yeah, what when you think of this movie, like what comes across?
Yeah, definitely Brad Pitt's always the first thought that comes across, but it's, and maybe this is more for like when I was rewatching, what was I thinking? But just I'm a big fan of Hector.
Yeah,
Like I'm a
totally.
huge fan of Hector, which apparently in the book he's kind of a pussy. He's not a brave soul. Like he's running
Right.
away from Achilles. He doesn't want to fight
No,
Achilles.
he doesn't want to fight. Yeah, exactly. Runs around. Yeah, he does try to escape him, but you know, and he the thing is, he's like way more real though. That makes him way more real as a person, as a character. Like Achilles knows he's almost invincible. And Hector knows he's not, but he also knows he's a badass. So it's like he's like a reluctant hero. So
Be
yeah,
a
I agree.
realist.
That's a good
He's a
point.
realist. So like, and man, I love Eric Bana. There's a lot of movies that he's in
Yes.
that I'm just like, yep.
Total badass.
I would put this one up there with one of his better movies. Fantastic. The two that come to mind that are better are Black Hawk Down. Holy cow, it took me a minute, but Black Hawk Down and
Damn.
Munich. Those are the two that
Thank you. Yeah.
that pop into my head. I know he's in other movies. He's in a lot of, he was actually, did you ever watch Guy Ritchie's King Arthur?
Yeah, I did actually.
So Bana, oh, he's the king in the open, and he's
Oh,
kind of a
right.
badass in that,
Yeah.
but he dies like so fast. Spoiler alert. But yeah, no, that was definitely my thoughts. And honestly, I know I made an Orlando Bloom joke coming in, but like I just. Orlando Bloom comes to mind as well. Those three guys who are the three stars. But it's like, man, like how far down or how much credibility in my eyes did Orlando Bloom like lose for doing this movie because of the
Yeah.
character that he plays?
And that's a testament to how good he did, right?
Like apparently, yeah, I still, it was really hard. Anything
Because
I've
I.
seen with him since, I've kind of been like, meh.
So are you a Lord of the Rings fan at
I am,
all?
yeah. Actually, you know what? That's different.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that one.
Sorry, I don't want to call you out on that because
No, no,
I
no.
love Legolas, the
Yeah,
character.
Legolas
Yeah.
is fantastic. Like
Yeah.
he's great. He's great in Lord of the Rings and in all the
And
Hobbit.
Pirates of the
But The Hobbit, The Hobbit.
The
So,
Hobbit, yeah, no, but I like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
I do too.
The first one, he's way less annoying because he's not supposed to be some like epic hero. But they kind
Yeah.
of build him up in the next few movies, and it's just kind of, I don't know. It's just whatever. But
Yeah.
I like the pair. Like, overall, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie reigns supreme over all the other ones,
Well,
which
of
isn't,
course.
which,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it's not that big of
Yeah.
a surprise, you know, blah, blah,
No.
blah. But
That's normal.
Orlando Bloom, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, in this, though, good gracious. I mean, he was, I mean, he at least had a minor excuse in the book. Like, you know, when he, well, we can get to the epic quote unquote fight with Menelaus, but
Yes.
anyways.
Yeah. So I guess like we can move on to some like the cast, right? I mean, this is a pretty robust cast. You got Brad Pitt. Actually, you know what? Before we get to that, we should probably say, you know, I don't know what year it was made and who the director and
Oh
producer. So
gosh, does this seem important?
it's kind of important. Troy came out in 2004. Your director was Wolfgang Peterson, who
Yep.
was very upset that he didn't take, oh my gosh, we covered it. Gladiator. The writers of this, two very, very famous writers, the first being Homer.
Heard of him.
Maybe if you're into, you know, Greek classics.
But do you know who the second one is?
Yes.
Tell us.
David Benioff from
Game of Thrones.
Game of
He
Thrones.
and DB something or other.
Cooper?
DB Weiss or something. I don't know. They
You didn't get DB Cooper one right over your head. It's cool.
No, I know DB Cooper.
All right, all right.
DB Cooper was the guy who the skyjacker.
Skyjacker. Yeah.
Yeah. Did
I
they
went
ever
hunt.
catch him?
No, they're still looking for his body. I went looking for his body when I lived out there.
Did you really? Upper yeah.
Yeah, no, I
Pacific
didn't.
Northwest,
I
they
did not look for his body.
well, Pacific Northwest Skyjacker took like $1 million back in the 70s and then like jumped out of a plane and never to be seen again.
I actually think it was like either 100,000 or like 10,000. It wasn't a
Excuse me.
shit ton.
Let me be clear. In today's money.
I knew you were gonna say that shit.
I had no idea. But yes, DB Weiss and David Benioff. Dan and Dave, that's Dan Weiss and David Benioff, both like helped make bring Game of Thrones to the screen. But that,
Correct.
I mean, not bad that, you know, he's a, listen, he's not a bad writer. He just, the
No.
problem is when he's left to his own devices, it gets a little
Gets a little wacky.
swirly. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, Homer, heard him.
yeah, Homer. Homer may have wrote a book or two. Poems.
Homer.
So, and obviously stars, we can get into the cast now, unless you have anything else on
No,
them.
let's do it to it.
Okay. Obviously we got Pitt, Bana, Bloom. We also have fucking Brian Cox. Good
Love the
God.
guy.
Love Brian Cox. And he's
Yes.
great as Agamemnon in this. Just
Yes.
fantastic. I mean, I don't know what he's been not good in. I've
Right.
even seen him in shitty movies, and he's great in Super Troopers, which I actually love. Fantastic. And that
He's
is not,
great.
and that's not his genre.
And Super
Like,
Troopers 3 is coming out
it is. It
this
is.
year.
We may have to cover one or two or both.
I hope so. Or
Maybe
all.
so.
Yeah. Well, definitely one. Who else is in this? Come on. Keep it going, man. Let
Dude.
just fucking fill my pot, man. This is a great cast.
Brendan fucking Gleeson.
Dude.
Love that
And
guy.
they're both from Braveheart, too.
They
I mean,
are
I
both
know.
from Braveheart. Yes.
Yes, I know Brian Cox had a smaller role, but still.
Yeah. We had an important role.
Uncle Argyle.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Cox, I mean, you just go through his catalog and it's just unfucking believable.
Yes.
He was actually, I'm not going to call it everything he was in because he's in a ton, but I almost said her name. Mrs. Guss watched a show on, I want to say Peacock, maybe it was Paramount. It was called Mr. Mercedes.
Okay. Never heard of it.
It's fucking great, the first season. And then there's season two and maybe a three, and Brendan Gleeson's still in it, but he's a protagonist. But the first season, he's like a either a retired cop or a fired cop or like detective or something, and there's this whole, I don't know.
Is this Brendan
He,
Gleeson or
yes.
Brian Cox?
No,
Okay.
Brendan Gleeson.
Okay, cool.
Brendan Gleeson. No.
Dude, he was also in 28 Days Later, In Bruges,
Yes.
Gangs in New York. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, we could just keep it rolling
Lake
with that guy.
Placid, dude. I mean, I know nobody likes Lake Placid, but he was awesome in that movie. He's in the
Yeah.
Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
Sorry. Just.
Yeah, no, I mean just
Dude's incredible.
he's yeah. Love Brendan Gleeson.
Yes.
But we have more.
No, we're not even halfway finished with the badasses of this movie.
Sean Bean.
Dude, speaking of Game of Thrones,
Exactly.
badass.
King of the North.
King of the North. Well,
He,
the dead guy in
the
the
dead guy. Yeah.
Peter O'Toole,
Peter O'Toole was definitely in
anyone?
this movie. He kind of famous. He kind of
Yeah,
famous.
kinda.
Yeah. Garrett Hudlund's kind of Hedlund, sorry.
He,
Hedlund. Hedlund. Jesus.
that's okay.
Yes, that's right.
But he wasn't fam he, this might have been one of his first roles.
I think it was. I think it definitely was. There's some John Shrapnel and Ken Bones. These are kind of like character act, not character actor. Yeah, I mean they're always in a scene in some movie that you're watching. That's what I'll
Yes.
say. They're not a big part of that scene, but they're in it.
There's a lot of people like that. I love it.
I'm gonna get to my favorite right now.
I can't wait because I have my favorite.
I believe this was her coming out party.
Hello.
Diane Kruger.
Hello.
Sign me up.
Dude.
Blonde hair, blue eyes is not my genre, but she kind of is.
Dude,
So,
she's aces. National Treasure movies. I don't know if you're, I know you're not a big Nicolas Cage guy, but
no.
she, no. Okay, so we're not even going to discuss that. But she's
Sure.
outstanding in those movies.
Yeah. Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, yes.
Bridget
Please.
von, von
Hammer
Bridget von.
Schmock. Hammer
Yeah.
Schmock, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just say, speaking of Braveheart,
Okay.
one
Oh
of the
God, yes.
generals, one of the
Let's
generals of
go.
the Trojans, James Cosmo,
It's correct.
that's Campbell, that's Hamish's dad,
Correct.
who,
And
pardon me?
I was gonna say and.
And go
Well,
ahead.
go ahead, go ahead. I see what you're doing here with this. Go ahead. Hamish's dad, yes.
But wasn't Brendan Gleeson
Yes.
Hamish?
Yes.
I mean, and he was also in, I mean, it's just, he was in Highlander.
Yep.
I mean, James Cosmo. I'm back to
Yeah.
Campbell. I mean, so wait, who else was, I mean, who are you talking about? Because
James
those are,
James Cosmos?
yeah. Who else were
If
you?
that I he was in Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
He played a very important role in
No, I
Game of
know. You're
Thrones.
right. You're right. He played the Lord Commander.
Yes.
Lord Commander Mormont. I mean,
Yeah.
okay. All right. I guess we know where D.B. Weiss or Dave Benioff or whichever one wrote this got
Yeah.
some of his, talent from.
Yeah. And I have another one. I have another one
Oh,
here.
yeah. There's more, babe.
There's more.
Do it.
There's more.
Let's do it.
We have the at the time fantastic Rose Byrne.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She
She's
still
still cool.
held, she got really skinny.
Did she? Ah, she's.
Like,
Oh. This was
eh.
her first
This
role.
was her first role.
Yeah,
Like, I don't
yeah.
even know if she was fucking 18 when she was in
No,
this. But
no,
she
not
still had a little
really.
bit of baby fat on her, huh?
Hey,
You
good
know.
for her. Good for
Yeah.
her. I
Yeah.
think that she's a wonderful lady.
Yes.
All right, who played Hector's wife? Do you have that written down?
I don't have it written down, but I know I've never seen her, I don't think, in
You
anything else. And
possibly have?
I'm like, meh, but yes.
No, yeah,
I'd
she's.
bang Eric Bana before her.
I
That's that simple.
understand what you're saying. She's extremely gross skinny. Like, gross.
Yeah,
That's
now I know what
Saffron
you're going with.
Burroughs. She was in Deep Blue Sea. You see that movie about the sharks?
I know about it. I haven't ever watched it though.
Yeah, it's a very interesting movie.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Shark movie. And you might as well. I mean, if you like sharks, and you like movies.
Okay. What
You
else
got.
was she in?
I don't know. What am I? A
That's all you got.
stenographer?
I don't know. Could you
Writing
start
down
out?
one
You're
thing.
like,
I'm writing
she
down
was
one
in it.
thing.
I was like, I don't know anything she's in. She's like, oh, you will. Like,
Oh, you will.
you
Deep Blue
know,
Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. That's all you got.
Seen it.
She was on Westworld apparently for one episode.
Gee, yeah. Who else is in Westworld? One of
Oh,
these
there's a
other
lot. I
dicks
don't
was in
think any of
Westworld.
those.
Nah, scumbag operation.
Yeah,
Westworld
I
was
don't.
good, though. I mean,
Yeah.
Seasons one and two. Season three.
Oh, she was. Oh, I thought I said time cop is time code. It's
Oh
not that.
no, Tom Cop would have been so good.
I know. I would have been like, well, I did see her then.
Oh yeah. Of course, she probably would have been way too young at that point. So let's just drop this.
Probably not. She looked 95 in Troy.
She looked terrible.
She looked
Terrible.
awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
It really didn't. Yeah. I was like, maybe Hector knows what he's not coming back to. You know,
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
cool.
He's like, yeah, I'm good.
Like, hey, got kids? Get out of here. He was
Anybody
trying to
else?
show her the way out of here. Oh man, there's so many people in
I
this
know
movie.
there's so many.
I mean, we didn't mean to gloss over Peter O'Toole.
No,
Now
I
he.
forgot about Peter
No,
O'Toole, but
we did say
yes.
no. You mentioned Peter O'Toole, but
Priam,
the
no,
point
you
is,
did. I didn't, but
well,
yeah.
we both know who Peter O'Toole is. My point
Yeah.
is, it's like he's so famous. It's like he's so
Yes.
famous that he hated this movie and he walked out in the middle of the premiere. So, good on him.
Did he? I also heard that Pitt wasn't very happy about
No,
this movie
Pitt
either.
was contractually obligated to
Obligated,
do this movie. Yeah, so.
yeah. Well, his production company was also in on it too.
Yeah, no, he had to do this movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting out of this.
Yeah.
And he also was extraordinarily pissed because he had to quit smoking so he could get his physique to this point. So that made him hate the movie. And you listen, if somebody made me quit smoking, I'd hate them too. And I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy now that I quit smoking, but at the time I was very bitter.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I totally
This
get that.
person's not on the radar anymore.
Okay.
I just like smoking cigarettes, for
I
Christ's sake.
miss it. I miss it.
Oh, I miss it. That's what I mean.
I
Yeah,
miss
yeah.
it.
I long for the smell. I
Yeah.
love walking in a big city and everyone's just ripping butts, and I'm like, hell yeah, dude. Where's that smell? That smoke. Oh boy. But yeah, I mean, this
Yeah.
overall, I mean, all star cast. I mean,
All
I don't care
star.
what.
Yeah.
Listen. Hate this movie, love this movie, all star cast.
All star
And
cast.
it isn't just like, hey, I remember that guy. I remember that guy. It's like, no, three movies that person was in.
Yes.
Except for Saffron Burrows. And I'm not saying we don't know them. I'm saying off the top of our heads. And I'll look it up right now, but it's just bad radio. I'm just not gonna do it.
I wouldn't do it. Don't look it up.
No, I'm
I
not
already
doing it.
did. I already did. It looked
You did,
terrible.
and you were like, forget about it.
I don't know.
We're not doing it. But I mean, look. Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom, Eric Bana. I mean, come on, y'all. We've already done this. Outstanding. Diane Kruger. Now, I will say this is kind of funny and kind of ironic, and I'll explain that. I know Malt's going to hate me using that word, but I remember when this movie came out, and they were like, and because, everyone's heard of the Iliad, and everyone's like, Helen of Troy, the most beautiful woman of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, ever, that she made the goddesses, jealous. And that she started a war and all this stuff. And I remember going, Diane Kruger? Like, because at the time I was like, that's the most, at literally at the time when the movie came out, I'm like, that's the most beautiful woman in the world. And then to find out that the Odyssey is choosing someone who arguably many of the world wouldn't find to be the most beautiful woman in the world to play Helen of Troy.
Oh, really?
I'm
Who's
not
that?
saying that Lupinga Nyong'o isn't attractive and beautiful, but I don't think that she was played by or supposed to look like an African woman. And so my point is, I just find that
She was Greek, right? She was Greek,
she was
right?
Greek. Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
No.
Checking my notes.
All I'm trying to say is it's like that there is even a question of whether or not Lupita Nyong'o is the most beautiful woman in the world now raises the question of whether or not her character would start a war that, like, almost destroyed two nations and, made the gods jealous and all that shit. So it's just like, whereas when this movie came out, I was like, is Diane Kruger the kind of person that's gonna start a war?
I would say yes.
Right. And then good for you, buddy.
I'm a huge, huge fan. Huge
That's
fan.
outstanding. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, I know you've kind of been off the grid for a while, but there has been a
Yeah.
little controversy with the new movie, The Odyssey, coming out, the Christopher Nolan version of The Odyssey.
Brian.
Okay. So I guess we have to touch on this
Sure, I don't know what it is.
live on radio. Oh, Jesus
Wait,
Christ.
are we
Well,
talking
maybe we
about
can on the.
casting
The
decisions?
casting decisions. Yeah,
Well,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
have to
yeah.
talk about it. We're not
No, no,
covering that
no.
movie.
Well, that's what I was just referring to, Lupita Nyong'o
Yeah, I'm looking
playing
for it
Helen of
right now.
Troy.
I can't spell it and I can't find it in here. John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo's in it. Yeah, he's you know what? The one thing I like about John Leguizamo is he's a very big person. He supports representation. He says that if you are, XYZ, then you should only be allowed to play XYZ. So I think it's
Right.
very important that a Puerto Rican guy, John Leguizamo, is
He's
in a
not
Greek
Puerto Rican.
epic.
He's not
What is
Puerto
he?
Rican.
What is he?
He's like Guatemalan or
Then a
something.
Guatemalan guy like John Leguizamo should be playing a Greek person.
Sorry. Sorry, I just saw a picture. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I like and John Leguizamo. He and I have our differences, but he's a heck of an actor. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, he's played the Sloth really well in Ice Age.
He did. He
I
did
know.
play the Sloth.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So good. No, we I've gotten to see all those movies because I'm so. He's actually Colombian.
Oh, Colombian? I thought he was
Yeah.
maybe in a movie he was Guatemalan or something.
No, he shouldn't. No. He wouldn't do that because he's big about representation. Anyways,
Yeah.
I'm just having fun, everybody. Calm down. Don't
Just
cancel
poking.
Cousin Bailey.
He's just poking fun.
Cancel Cousin Bailey.
So I might put you on the spot here. See how
Oh,
we want
Christ.
to do this.
Thanks for not doing this. Thanks for not giving me a heads up.
Yeah, no worries. So we're going to kind of go into the plot breakdown. We really don't do that on this show. I don't like it, but I thought
I like it.
why not kind of stick with it? And maybe you can compare and contrast the poem. I know you already have a little bit, but the
Poem.
poem, yeah, to the actual movie.
I've
And
only
then,
read three quarters of it, so yeah.
well, I mean,
It's also, hey, you know what? Let's just do it,
was
man.
the book 10 years long?
No, the book is like a year long because the book starts like in year nine.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been fighting for 9 years. That's
Okay.
why, like, every time I'm like, why are you acting like such a dickhead? I'm like, oh, right. You've been fighting for 9 years. It's like I've got to keep reminding myself because this movie starts off with the kidnapping, quote unquote.
Right.
Orlando Bloom,
Yeah, he kidnapped her.
bats his eye la or what is that stuff that girls put on their eyes?
Mascara.
Eyeliner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mascara, that's right.
Yeah.
Oof. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, when he kidnaps her, I mean, I would, if I were Hector, I don't care how hot Helena Troy is, she's going overboard.
Yeah.
We'll see him. I mean, it would still probably cause a war because now you killed
Yeah,
Menelaus's wife, but
did you notice that were they saying Menelaus?
I don't know how
They were pronouncing it different than I was taught to pronounce it. So, and
I
I don't
don't
mean
know.
by the Greeks, I mean by a
Yeah,
teacher.
yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was Menelaus.
That's Menelaus as well.
Yeah, okay, then we both went to X high school. The same high school, but
Pinellas County.
Pinellas County High School. They said not Pinellas Park High School. Ugh.
God.
Why would we ever go there?
Malt.
Jesus. Actually, one of our other loyal listeners went there too, that they don't know each other. It's pretty outstanding.
Okay.
But they kept, I swear to God, Orlando Bloom kept saying Menelaus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that's why they're fighting. Because
Could
you're
be.
pronouncing this guy's wrong, name wrong.
Could be.
If someone was saying my name was Cousin Bally all the time, I'd be like, you know what? We're going to war. All right, fuck it.
All right. Now go
All right, what
ahead.
else you got? What
So,
else you
now
got? Come
we
on.
got the kidnapping. Like, I mean, nine. Okay, so it started at year nine. So
Yeah.
is the movie? I mean, the movie starts pre that, but
That's
it.
what I'm saying. The movie starts like when they're breaking this, brokering this peace, and then Paris and Helen break the peace.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And
And they had
then
been banging for weeks too,
the
according to
weeks
the
to the poem.
and no, in the movie, like,
Well, she just said
remember?
days
Well,
this week.
whatever.
She's like, I've made
Whatever.
a lot of bad decisions this week.
Okay, fine. Days. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
it's
watched this
fine.
movie 2 weeks ago. But
It's cool.
so they've been banging for X number of days slash weeks. Just kidding. And then but like that, yeah, I mean, a lot of it, like a lot of the beats in the movie happen in the poem, like, but just obviously way more condensed. It's like Like it wasn't, it was for many, many chapters until there was even a duel between Paris and Menelaus. It wasn't, that wasn't like the initial, hey, let's do this and get it over
Get
with.
it
Like,
over with. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they're talking 9 years later, and Paris is like, hey, why don't we just do this? He
Okay.
knows he's gonna get killed. But then
Yeah.
Aphrodite just loves him so much, and she like swooped him away and made him look like a coward, even though, I mean, he was a coward. He was cowardly, but he didn't run away necessarily. He was just about to get killed.
It wasn't like the
Oh,
Well,
God.
the movie.
Oh, the movie was outstanding. Made him just
Oh
look
my
like such
God.
a wuss.
I have this written down. It's one of my notes.
Let's hear
Hector
it.
should have let Paris die.
Yeah.
Now they would have still had a war. And I think Hector knew that no matter if Paris
Yeah.
lived or died, the war was going to continue. He seemed pretty politically savvy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just, I don't
So
know,
you,
man. It's wild. It's the whole movie. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
no,
What
so you
was?
said there was no horse in the book.
Correct. That is actually at the beginning of the. Actually, I think
Odyssey.
actually I think it's referenced in the Odyssey, but like there's like stories in between that Homer wrote.
Oh,
They're
okay.
kind of filling in gaps. But
Gotcha.
I haven't finished the Iliad though. So like I
Okay.
don't know that. I just upon my like research for this I came across that knowledge and I was like, well, that's kind of.
Well, I wouldn't think the horse would be at the end of the Iliad.
I thought it would be at the end of the Iliad. Is it the end of the
Sorry.
chapter, the movie
Sorry,
trilogy?
you're reading. I'm thinking I mixed up with Odyssey. Sorry.
No. It's at the.
You're correct, sir.
I think they refer to it in the Odyssey, but
Yeah.
it's definitely in writings if in between,
Yeah.
which sucks because it's a really cool yet completely implausible story. But yeah, whatever. Fuck it. I mean, screw it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Yeah, sure. That'll
Sure, I
happen.
won't. Sure, I won't.
There's another quote too that kind of goes early in the movie, and I know we're kind of dancing around here,
Man, what
but
are you gonna
what do you care? What are you gonna do? Menelaus,
do? Ugh. Yeah, okay.
Menelaus.
I'll say Laos. Laos.
I just love it when he's like, "I want to bring my wife back," and then Brian Cox is like, "Yeah, she's a very beautiful woman. I want to kill her with my own two hands."
Yeah, that's right. That's why he
Yes,
wants to get her.
yes.
You know,
So.
and maybe I missed something, like, in the translation, because like actually I read a pretty liberal translation. I mean, excuse me, pretty on point pres translation by a fairly liberal translator, and I didn't get much of like him hating her. It was just or him being a horrible person, you know? I
Yeah.
know that she didn't love him. Great,
Yeah.
grand, wonderful, you know? But
Yeah. Well, I mean,
she also clearly thought. I mean, she straight up says that Paris is not brave. So I'm just like, what do you want, lady?
she just won that Dyak.
Yeah, I guess what's that roar?
But I mean, also too, I think obviously this would not be written, or if it was, it hasn't been translated out. But I mean, during that time, Menelaus, his alter ego, was probably sleeping with a lot of boys as well.
Conceivably, I
Because
don't know.
that's
ChatGPT didn't really.
it's kind of how it goes.
ChatGPT did not confirm all that, so
No,
and
no.
me having the heritage, I have to defend that, but
Yeah.
not that there's anything wrong with it.
Well, it's just happened.
Yeah,
That's all.
maybe
It's
that's just
just
the way they
it's
lived, bro.
how they lived back then. That's how
Yeah,
it
what are you gonna
was.
do? I mean, they shared a bed, big deal.
Yeah. Bubbles the
In the
clown.
in look
Or
in the
Bubbles the
book,
monkey.
hey, look in the book, Achilles is sleeping with girls, and his little cousin happens to sleep next to him.
Yeah, okay.
Totally normal.
It's fine. It's fine. He
That to
taught
me
him
is
how
totally
he taught him how to be a swordsman.
a Schwartzman. I believe
Swordsman.
your Schwartz is as big as
Big as
mine.
mine. That's Schwartz.
Oh, wait, did we do Spaceballs?
We did do Spaceballs.
We did. Well,
We
damn
did.
it, because the second one's coming out sometime
Is it?
in the next year, I guess. I don't know. They've
All
already
right.
written it, and I thought they did it. Fuck it. Continue.
I'll continue. I'll
I'll continue
continue.
at my own pace.
I will continue it. Did I'm guessing this happened. Did Achilles strike down Apollo, the statue of Apollo,
Yeah.
in the poem?
Think so.
Okay.
Fuck, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, man, it's so it's because in the movie it happens right away. So Maybe they
Right.
reference it happening 9 years earlier. A
That's
lot of it,
true.
a lot
It's
of
true.
them,
It happened year 9. Yeah.
a lot of the poem is about, I don't know if I said this to you in the green room, but it's like a lot of the poem is about the Greeks, like kind of like having to like regroup and push back the Trojans because there is a huge schism between Achilles and Agamemnon. And that's what the poem is about.
Oh, okay.
Like they're just like back and forth, back and forth. Agamemnon definitely is a dick to Achilles, the greatest warrior.
Yeah.
And he takes his girl, Briseis.
Yeah, Perseus. Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, he takes her as a slave. Like, was he like
right.
actually nice to her or no?
Achilles, yeah, he was cool. He was cool to her. It's just he really liked her and stuff. And that was like a huge deal. It was like,
Okay.
but no, the most important thing, it didn't even really matter her. It was the fact that Agamemnon, he, huh. So like what happened was they both had girls from a temple or whatever,
Yep.
And however, the girl that Agamemnon stole, his her excuse me, her dad gave up a bunch of like gold and all this other stuff so that he like kind of had to give up his prize
Gotcha.
because it was like, this is too great of a prize not to give it up. So
Right.
then he was like, well, since now I don't have a girl from this particular moment, I'm taking Achilles's girl. And that apparently was a bridge too far for Achilles. So now
Gotcha.
Achilles, it doesn't even care about Briseis. All he cared about was the fact that he was begrudged by Agamemnon because he's like, I'm the greatest warrior. Why am I getting the shaft from, figuratively speaking, from
Right.
Agamemnon? So now there's going to be complete jerks the entire time. And like, Odysseus is killing all these people, and Diomedes is killing all these people, and all these other great Ajaxes, and eight there's two Ajaxes, and they're
Okay.
just killing all these people. But Achilles is just sitting in his tent, and then finally he gets his ass together or act together. Sorry, that was a Freudian slip. He finally gets his act together, and we all know why. But anyways, it's kind of an annoying book because it's more about like personal conflict rather than like the Odyssey, which we all read in high school, was about like torment and adventure. And Gus, I know you read it because you went to excuse me, whatever high
Yeah.
school you went to.
Hi, Mills County.
In Pine Hills County, you went to high school, but we had to read the Odyssey. So of course you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you didn't. Did you know that you can't get cl Cliff Notes don't exist anymore? I mean,
What?
they have different versions, but Cliff Notes, the
Really?
actual thing, yeah.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Like, I don't remember being assigned the Odyssey.
Oh man, so good. I mean, actually, I don't really remember. I mean, I remember owning it and I remember reading it, but I don't remember learning anything from it because it was very hard to like. I'm telling you, the translation I got is the Emily Wilson translation, for both of these, and it's easy to read. It's just
Okay.
long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's on.
Yeah,
It's
what are you
epic.
gonna do?
It's an
It's
epic read.
I know it is an epic read, bro.
It's an epic read,
I
bro.
wonder why.
I
All right, where are we at?
don't
Let's
know.
just talk
Yeah.
about the movie for Christ's sakes.
Let's
Let's
talk about the movie. Let's do
yeah.
it.
The book is so good.
Okay. That sounds good.
What happened?
That sounds good. Can we talk about Brad Pitt's accent?
Can we?
It's awful. Like, what is it? It's not Greek. I know that much. And it sure
I
as shit
know.
ain't fucking English.
You mean English as in American or British?
I'm British.
It's pretty terribly British. I mean,
It's
terrible British.
bad. I mean, I feel like he was trying to get his Jibbo on, from Snatch.
Oh, right. Jibbo.
Yeah,
All right.
he's
Yeah, I know.
Egyptian.
Actually, that's interesting because I wonder if that's why, like, is that why Guy Pearce gave him that gypsy accent?
Maybe.
Because he
That'll
was so
take
bad
great.
at we did Snatch, didn't we?
Yeah, we did snatch. That may
Yeah,
have been
we.
a note. I'd have to
Why don't you?
check.
Yeah,
Let
why
me
don't you? Why don't you? Why don't
check
you
the
all go back?
notes.
Look, yeah. Why don't y'all check our? Why don't y'all check our other podcasts out?
We got
Because
them.
yeah, no, it was terrible. Because it almost sounded kind of like as bad. And listen, I love Christian Slater, but in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves,
Oh, God.
played Will Scarlet,
Oh.
and he says like something like, "Our father loved you more than he loved me," or something like that. And I'm just like, "Wow,
Yeah.
girls liked Christian Slater, girls like Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both have terrible British accents."
What was the episode I was looking for? Oh, Snatch. I think we did do Snatch. I don't
Yeah, we
know.
did Snatch. Yeah.
Maybe we did Snatch.
Maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
But yeah, and another thing too is not only is Brad Pitt's accent not great,
Sure.
it's terrible. His speech, like when he's like, "Take it, it's yours." It's like this is an awful speech.
Yeah.
We are lions. Where what?
I didn't buy any of it.
No, like it was very bad, very,
Yeah.
very bad.
Yeah, I didn't really buy his Myrmidons being like
Hardcore.
badasses. Yeah, like,
No, me either.
like he was the only badass.
Basically. And yeah, I mean, I just think how he delivered a lot of the lines,
Yeah, no, it was
it just
poor.
wasn't great. It just wasn't great in this. Now the fight scenes were incredible.
The fight scenes were outstanding.
Yeah, fight scenes
And
were
when he was
incredible.
pissed off about Patroclus's death and, his revenge and all that, I bought it.
So
He does a good angry, crying angry. He did it in like, Legends of the Fall and Seven. He can do it. He can
No,
do
he's
like the crying angry great. And he's a great, I think he's a
I
very
think
good
he's a
actor.
great actor.
Yeah,
I think he's a
absolutely.
great this might be his worst performance.
Yeah. But he spent so much time in the gym,
He did. He did.
Hey, good for him.
And Mrs. Gus appreciated
Yeah,
that.
good for the girls and the boys, of course. The boys, I'm sure they love it.
Some of the boys.
Some of the boys.
But what else can I talk about here?
Rose Byrne, yeah, skinny.
Yeah.
No, young Rose Byrne.
Young Rose Byrne, not too skinny. I thought she was fantastic in this.
Yep.
I thought it was pretty cool how Achilles kind of knew right away that she was royalty because of how she
Oh,
spoke to men. And
right.
then he like to prove it, he like smelled her hair. He was like, most people don't talk to men like, or women don't talk to men like that these in this time period.
Right.
And then just, but he confirmed it by smelling her hair. It's
Smelling
like,
your
oh,
hair,
yeah.
yeah.
So he was an intellect as
He
well.
was smart, yeah.
He was a smart guy. Smart guy. Another thing too, I think it's funny, not funny, but I find it interesting. Of course, two different writers, two different directors, very probably creative differences, but you have Troy, and you have The Odyssey. The
Right.
Odyssey, I haven't seen, but from what I've seen in trailers and everything, it's very mythical.
Yeah.
And in Troy, it's almost like your two leads in Hector and Achilles are kind of like shitting on the gods and shitting on the mythical,
Right.
right? They're kind of like
And
realist,
you don't see any gods in this movie. Or yeah, and that is something that like it's interesting. It's a heck of a creative choice because you're trying to make a realistic epic movie the way it's very similar to Gladiator in that like they're praying to the gods, they're talking about the gods. In the movie Gladiator, we haven't done Gladiator yet, I
We
don't
did.
think.
Yeah,
We
we
did
covered it. We covered it.
Gladiator. We just I mean, there's just a million Russell Crowe movies that we can do that we're trying to pump the brakes on, but like he vocally said, like shits on the gods, like for cutting. Remember, he's cutting off the tattoo of the gods, and so I mean, there's a lot of like disrespect to the gods in this movie, and the fact that you never see any is unique because when I started reading it, I was like, whoa, half this book is from the gods' point of view. Like I'm sitting there like, I mean, we're listening to. I'm reading the Iliad and like, a lot of it is Zeus arguing, trying to like keep his people like Hera, Aphrodite, Athena, Apollo out of the fight, and they keep defying him over and over again because they've got a side, like Hera and Athena want the Greeks to win and Aphrodite and Apollo and Ares wants everyone to fight, but like, they're they're all just like keep defying Zeus over and over again because they keep interjecting themselves and like taking up a human form or whispering in someone's ear and giving them like, you know, like it's kind of almost like a pep talk. Like Hera will be like whispering, or Athena will be like, "You are the, you know, Diomedes, you are the son of so and so, you know, this, that, and the other. You are the greatest." And he's like, "Hell yeah, I am." He's like, and then he just kills like t dozen Trojans in a row. And I'm like, "Hell yeah, this is awesome." And then, you know, they get pushed back. And then you said, it just, that's the way this book just keeps going. It's back and forth. But in this movie, there's no gods. And I'm like, you know, I just feel like could have used some gods.
There's a statue. That's
Yeah.
it.
There's a statue and we killed it. And then.
I mean, I guess the closest thing that but it even wasn't then because it was a ruse. But like the Trojans thought that the horse was a gift from the gods.
Right.
And that's like as mythical as it gets.
It was a tribute to the gods or
There's
something.
something like
Yeah, it's
that.
like,
And then.
but they were all like, but you know, like I guess that they had presumed the gods had killed all those Greeks by giving them the plague or something like that. And you know, and speaking of plagues, you know, like a couple of years ago, we almost had a plague in this world of ours.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. Yeah,
But
it's
like, I mean, I guess it wasn't a plague. What was it? It was a more of a
a seasonal flu.
seasonal flu, but I think we had another P word for it.
We did.
Pfizer? No, that wasn't it.
They're part of it. Pandemic. We had a pandemic.
Pandemic. We had a
We came back.
pandemic. And that's interesting because this portion of Automatic Rewind may or may not be brought to you by Pandemic Sauce Company. Because amidst a worldwide pandemic and lockdown, with nothing but time on his hands, a friend of the podcast started experimenting in his closet. No, that's not right. His kitchen to fill his time. I kind of run out of the anyways, he started mixing a variety of peppers and fruit juices to create some unique barbecue sauces. And he's decided to bring, or he at the time, he decided to bring these sauces to the general public, and not just his friends and family, but everybody. Anyways, so potentially there might be a chance to someday again get a pandemic sauce from Tandemic Sauce Company at gmail.com. Maybe even someday pandemicsaucecompany.com.
That'd be great.
I kind of blew the read, but what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? That's okay.
I
We
don't
don't
know.
even know.
You know, I got half of it down memorized, apparently, but then the other half went.
Meh,
Yeah, exactly. What are you gonna
meh.
do?
Totally get it.
Maybe
Totally
it was
get
from the double shot from Dr. Fifth Amendment, or I mean,
Doctor Fifth
Doctor
Amendment.
Plead the Fifth.
Doctor Fifth Amendment. I have
Actually, that'd be a
rights.
hell of a that'd be a hell of a pandemic sauce bottle.
The accused has rights.
Yeah, that's right. You are allowed. You are always allowed protection of the Fifth Amendment. However, starting off your testimony with an actual statement, I don't know. Seems a little wavy. Anyways.
What are you gonna do?
Hey, I'm not a doctor, or I mean, or a bar board or a barred attorney. Sure, I went to law school. Anyways, so I mean, we could talk all day long about Hector. Sorry. So yeah, I mean, what are we looking at here? 9 years in, nobody knows anything, man. Hector, I think the part that we kind of danced around as Paris would do was that there was in the movie. Let's just go back to the movie. In the movie, there was a duel, proposed duel, because Paris was like, "Listen, this is, I mean, like, and as much of a bitch he was the entire movie, until the very end. He did try to take ownership, and everyone was trying to protect him. And he's like, "Listen, I've got to do this. I'm gonna fight him. It's gonna be great. I'm probably gonna die." And then he goes up and he fights this hulking mass, Brendan Gleeson, Menelaus, Menelaus, or whatever the hell they called him. And he sliced him and he diced him and he was about to just run him through. And Hector ends up killing Menelaus. And
Right.
that, you know, like obviously like lit Agamemnon up. Because
He
the move
was
he was pissed, man.
pissed.
That was awesome.
Brother.
Yeah, it was his brother. And I'm just saying it
Brother.
kind of showed some humanity in Agamemnon. Because Agamemnon, you know, like it seemed that he was, you know, only in it for power and glory, but they had just won peace. Like I don't know, man. I don't know if they really wrote his character as good as they could have.
Right. Yeah.
Because Agamemnon, I was rooting for him. I mean, you know, except for him being a huge asshole. So, anyways. So then, you know, fight, 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 back and forth, back and forth. Hey, how about in the movie when they lit those like huge balls of hay or whatever and like rolled them towards the Greek
Yeah.
camp? That was
That
badass,
was
man.
awesome, man. That's knowing
That was so smart.
it's knowing your battlefield. That's fantastic,
Yeah,
right?
and like exactly. They
Yeah.
owned this
Yeah.
was Troy.
Home court advantage, home
Exactly.
field
And
advantage, whatever you want to
like the
call it.
Trojans were like huge horse guys. So they
Right.
had humongous bales of hay.
Right. Yeah.
So like that's just something you gotta kinda like, you know, read between the lines here, y'all. And so, you know, I always thought, you know, you're on a beach for 9 years.
Can't believe it was 9 years.
9 years is a long time, man.
Very long.
Those ships are not making it back. They kept
No.
in the books, they kept referring to them as like the hollowed out ships. So I just kind of presumed that they were just like, I mean, we got to make new ships in order to get home. Right? Maybe?
I would think so.
I don't know. I mean, you were
I
a
mean,
sailor of sorts.
we didn't. We didn't.
I mean, you would have more expertise than I would, friend.
Well, I mean, they're wooden boats, right? Like, I mean, they
Yeah.
probably lasted for, but they all got destroyed. I'm sure they have to figure it out.
All right. I mean, all right. 9 years just sitting on a beach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what their logistics were like.
Did they bring shipbuilders with them? Is that what you're wondering?
Did they bring enough supplies?
Yeah,
We're
well,
on a beach.
they presumed they would get more supplies from the land they conquered.
So then why wouldn't they just tow another boat over with
Is
that?
it, or maybe this is just one of those like, go big or go home kind of thing. And I
Could
mean, I
be.
don't mean go home literally. I mean, go dead, you know. You gotta con you either conquer and get new ships, or you're done. We gone. So who's left in Greece to protect? I mean, we're talking thousands of ships, allegedly.
Well, they were worried about whether
Yeah.
the like
So.
Hector says it, like they'll never come here because they're worried about being invaded by the
So-and-so's.
Hittites,
Yeah, those bastards.
something like that.
Unless we like them now, I don't know. All
Yeah. I don't
right,
know.
all right. So let me just re this is I promise I'm not getting too crazy here.
Okay.
They're tasking Achilles. Excuse me. In the beginning of the movie, they're trying to show us that there's a rivalry between Agamemnon and Achilles.
Yes.
Because they have 1v1.
Right.
And by the way, the ruler of the beginning, the opposing Greek army was Julian Glover. Do you know what he is from?
I saw his face.
You would know that he is the mean baddie Nazi from Indiana Jones and
Oh,
the Last
yeah.
Crusade.
Yeah.
And no, wait, no, I'm sorry. It's not the mean baddie. He is no, he's the fucking from
He's
Last Crusade. He's the
yeah,
jerk,
yeah. He's
Donovan.
Donovan. Yes, that's who I thought you were talking
I'm
about.
sorry, that's what I meant. I didn't mean the muscle. I misspoke. But
Okay.
what else has he been in? Game of Thrones. He
Oh, I
played
thought you were gonna say The Empire
Maester.
Strikes Back.
Oh, he was also, yes. He
Yeah, but.
was sorry, but I didn't say that because I'm a Star Wars nerd, you're not, and I
That's
blew it.
right. I need blue.
But Game of Thrones, though.
Got
Maester,
you.
whatever. Maester Luwin or whatever, you know, the old hunched over guy.
Yeah.
But he is in this as well. So that's another Game of Thrones connection. All right, fuck it.
There's, you got the writer, so,
And Sean
you know.
Bean.
Well, I mean, like the writer's gonna bring them,
Oh, that's, yeah, it was a comment I made earlier.
Was Hodor in this movie?
Probably.
Hodor,
Oh,
Hodor,
oh, da do.
Hododo,
Oh, da do.
Hododo.
Yes.
So,
Yeah, let's just move on. Dot com.
yeah, we're gonna move on. I think, I mean, we can't not talk about the fight.
The big fight.
Yes. And can I, and I'm gonna make a very bold, controversial
Oh.
statement.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
So there's essentially three one-on-one fights in the movie,
Okay.
right? Like the opening scene,
Yeah.
right?
We can
That's
disregard that one.
okay. All right, yeah, that's one. Then we have the Hector fight, Hector Menelaus, and then we have, well, I guess four, right? Because you could have the
Hector
cousin.
versus Ajax was interesting, but Hector versus
Yeah,
Patroclus, yeah.
but yeah, the Ajax one was kind of because it wasn't just those two, right? That was just in the battle.
No, you're right.
But I mean, I guess they did stop because the guys cheered after they killed Ajax. But
Hector versus Patroclus,
Hector,
yeah.
yeah, yep, Hector versus Patroclus, and then Hector versus Achilles. Well, my favorite fight scene is the one you wanted to disregard.
All right, let's hear it.
It's just so it the amount of badassery in that, because one, like, you've never seen the movie before. You're thinking, man, this is opening up. Like, we're gonna have a big fight scene. Like, we know that Brad Pitt's probably gonna win against the big guy, but like, we're gonna have a fight scene. Well, he has to win. It's Achilles.
Wait, which one am I disregarding? I'm sorry. Now I'm.
Brad Pitt at the very beginning
Oh,
against
yeah, totally.
So, so it's like everybody knows like it's gonna win, but it's like we're starting the movie out with like this epic fight scene, and it's like, nope. Brad Pitt's gonna show how great of a swordsman he is and how smart of a fighter that he is.
And swift, and I
Swift,
mean,
yes.
shift, cool.
Yeah. It's a brutal, like, it's kind of like gross. There's not a lot of blood to it, but it's kind of
No,
gross. It's kind of like,
just
oh,
knowing how far that sword
whoa,
goes in
goes
and
in,
where
and
it goes
oh,
in,
yeah. It's
shoulder.
like you could die like that. I even think about that. Like, I never thought of like someone stabbing me there. After watching this movie for the first time way back when it came out,
Where does it
that's still
just
in my
like,
head.
does it go into your lungs and heart? I mean, like,
Yeah, it just cuts through all the major organs. Yeah, you're just done. So that's my favorite fight scene. But I mean, the most epic is Hector and Achilles. And
Achilles.
I love Achilles in this fight just because of his, I was going to say cockiness, but I think that is a little bit on display, but it's more of a, as you mentioned earlier, like
Rage.
he's rage. Rage. Like he doesn't give a fuck. Like he is going to dominate and absolutely kill Hector. And you see that when he comes up and first attacks, and then like he does, he's like trotting around him, like in a circle, like
Doesn't he give up
encircling him.
his shield too?
He
Like,
does. Yeah. Well, I think it's every time Hector loses something, like Achilles drops something, I think.
No, that's not a bad observation. It's just he, but he knows it's either win or die. And actually, to be fair, like in the book, it's in the book, he it isn't that he knows he's going to win, it's just that he's so blinded by rage that it doesn't matter anymore, you know? And so it's and that's actually like a huge point in the book, you know, his anger, you know, and it's redirected from Agamemnon to Hector. And the funny thing is like you start kind of, I mean, not you start, you do sympathize with Hector. Like he is defending his home, you know, and he's not like he's a fucking coward. He's
No, and he
going
thought it
out.
was
Though
Achilles.
I know we kind of tease the idea of him being afraid, but you know, if you're mortal, you know, and you're not afraid, then you're an idiot, you know. Achilles has, you know, godlike strength and godlike protection,
Godlike looks.
godlike looks,
Yeah.
blonde hair, apparently.
Well, well.
Aren't we all just beautifully blonde? But like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, there's just something about like, you know, like Hector, like, you know, being like a real hero that, you know, obviously gets his ass just handed to him because he accidentally killed someone he thought was Achilles. Whoops.
But no, it was an outstanding fight. Obviously, that shouldn't have been people. None of this
Did
should
you
be should
Did you read
Surprise you.
about that? Did you read about like how like the during the stunt, or not the stunt, but the practice, like they would each,
The betting?
yeah, the betting.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't actually betting. It was just like we would, I you know, like they each realized that if I accidentally hit you during training, this is
Right.
between Eric Bana and
I heard
Brad
it was
Pitt.
during the shoot, not during training, but I don't
Oh,
know.
well, whatever. They
Yeah,
weren't
either
supposed to
way.
hit each other,
Right.
and like Eric Bana, like owed him nothing because he didn't
Right.
accidentally hit him, whereas Brad Pitt like owed him
Right.
like $300 or something or
Yes,
something.
I saw 750, but
Or whatever it was, yeah, triple figures. It was funny. It's like,
yeah,
sorry for injuring you.
and apparently, what was driving that was, they did want the fight realistic,
Oh, good.
so like that's why they were kind of going at it. And like what I heard was, is like you could hit them, but if it's like if you got a hit and like you felt it was $50. If you got a hit and it kind of knocked, like really knocked you, then it was $100.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that's the story that I heard
Well, great. It's great. I mean, yeah.
from Brad Pitt's publicist.
Yeah.
But almost got him on the pod, didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some timing and scheduling issues.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
So with that fight, are there, so I guess I have two comments. Number one, I already kind of, well, I did touch on it where it's like, okay, like there was two factors there. Achilles is cocky. Achilles is blinded by rage, but he may be blinded by rage, but going into his cockiness, there's also a third element that from their point of view, this was going to be the biggest fight in the history of mankind.
Right.
So, and Achilles, his mom even told him earlier on in the movie that if you go there, you're going to find glory, but you're going to die.
Right.
So, he was very much trying to find glory. So,
Yeah.
although he did say we were going to sail back and he was kind of giving it up all up for Briseis and because of Agamemnon that they were going to go back until they killed his cousin and
Right.
then
Well,
he died
even in
anyway.
the, yeah, well, then, I mean, yeah, like, everyone would remember your name,
Right.
but you'll die is basically the message. So if he leaves, which he was planning on doing.
Correct. Is that in Homer or is that in the
Oh
Iliad?
yeah, in multiple
It
times. Yeah,
is. Okay.
dude, he
Okay.
was, he had to get begged to stay, not just to fight, but like Odysseus had to like, they're buddies. Like
Yeah.
Odysseus, like who was a badass fighter, by the way. Odysseus had to like, he and like a couple other guys like had to like they multiple times had to like try and treat between he and Agamemnon, be like, we'll give you this and this and this, and like like Agamemnon will give you some of his daughters or something,
Right.
like it, he would they were willing to do, or Agamemnon was willing to do so much, and they were like, it was actually to the point where he was like, should I just go over there, and they're like, no, you'll just enrage him more, and I'm just like, I'm like, this is insane, but then I sit there and I go, this is 9 years of this probably, like he's probably gotten shit on from Agamemnon for 9 years.
Yeah.
So maybe, but it's just like, anyways, and we find out that, like one battle, I mean, and honestly, it wasn't even like the war ended when he killed Hector.
Yeah.
It took this subterfuge of a Trojan horse that we don't even learn about in the book.
Right.
So the movie is more cathartic. You get like a result.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
anyways. But anyways, let's move on. I mean,
Yeah,
but
we can
yeah,
move on.
so he's killed Hector.
Yep.
And then he, does the ultimate desecration where like, he doesn't give the body back. And that is
Yeah.
in the movie too. I mean, in the book as well. Like, you've obviously it's in the book, but like in the movie they acknowledge that a couple times. I mean, like, they burn their noble dead. I mean, a lot of corpses are all over the place in the battlefield in general. And
Yeah.
also another funny thing is in the book is like, you kill someone, you're like, it's almost like a video game. Like you kill someone, you get all their like their gold.
Yeah.
Like when you walk over someone. It's almost like that in this book, because there's like, oh man, I'm about to get all this. They say something like, oh, this guy has incredible armor I'm about to take back to my ship. And I'm like, it's 9 years, man.
Yeah.
This is what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
How much gold does each warrior have, like, squirreled away somewhere, you know? So anyways,
Yeah.
so yes, he kills him, and then he drags Hector's body around the walls,
Yes.
just desecrating his body.
Desecrating.
But
Desecrating.
in the book, they do the gods protect his corpse
Oh.
a little bit. I mean, in the movie, it's not as fucked up as it should be.
Yeah.
His eye's a little messed up, but you know, like, it's clearly been spared a little. But then, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm not trying to jump ahead, but like, King
No, that's fine.
Priam,
Yeah,
that's
we
Peter
can.
O'Toole, King Priam, Hector's dad, like, sneaks in and it's like begs Achilles for his
Is it
son's body back. Yeah.
Priam or Priam or Priem? I've heard it all different ways. That's why I'm asking.
I would just say Priam.
Like in the movie, I don't know. I
What
just
do they
heard it a
say in
couple.
the what do they say in the movie? Because I don't know.
Priam, Priam.
Ill.
Yeah.
They also say Menelaus,
Menelaus.
which I hate.
Yeah.
I like Menelaus. Sounds
I like
more
Menelaus too.
goddamn Greek.
Then you are the authority.
I guess,
So.
I don't know. I'll ask my mom.
Yeah.
I'll ask my mom. Anyways.
Yeah.
But
So.
again, now this is the time to stick to the because this is basically where the book ends. So
Okay. The
let's stick to the
movie.
movie now, because
And we can kind of get through this pretty quick,
yeah.
I think, you know. 'Cause then what, you know.
Yeah.
So how long did Priam ask, or how long did Achilles give him to mourn? Or maybe it was.
It's like a couple days or weeks or
But
something like
yeah, but
that.
didn't like I think yeah, 'cause like
Agamemnon
Agamemnon
got
was
pissed. Yeah,
pissed.
he's like, "You give him blah blah blah." Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
but then that was the time where Odysseus was like, in the movie, Odysseus notices some dude carving a wooden horse,
A horse.
and he's like, Sean Bean goes, "Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
Yeah.
in this insanely short amount of time, we could build a." Anyway, so they build a horse
Horse.
and a horse and they build a horse and so okay, so now let's just like go into mythology we all know. So they build a horse and then they put Greek soldiers inside that, but they didn't put on wheels or anything, and it's on the edge of the beach. So now the Trojan slaves, right, have to
Sure, yeah.
drag this thing like miles.
I mean, in the movie, it looked like miles. Like it
Now,
looked.
when it finally got into the temple, they had rolls of huge timber that they just kept, I guess, like rolling over, replacing, rolling over, replacing, rolling over, replacing. So this is like really strenuous work on slaves. Now, I am not belittling the fact that they are slaves. I am also saying that this is insane,
Correct.
right?
Yeah.
That you would possibly do this. And you're dragging it like miles and miles. I mean, like, just honor them. Just be like, hey, can we just honor them here? Do we have to bring them in?
That doesn't make for a good story.
No, it doesn't.
A poem.
I should have just dropped them right out the front door, is what I'm saying.
Should have. And
And
then they get
also,
out. Oh, go
and
ahead.
apparently, I haven't read the excuse me. I haven't seen the movie, The Odyssey,
Me either.
but I did hear a little snippet. And
Yeah.
apparently, Greek soldiers were like dying in the legs of this thing.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't gonna live.
Nah.
Living in being drowned out by piss and shit. So here.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
gross.
Yeah.
So I guess I really don't. Anyways, long story short, the Trojans stupidly dragged this gift in. I fear gifts even when delivered by Greeks. I think Archimedes said something like that. So like the Greeks drop a time bomb off, the Trojans bring it inside. And then they, you know, like filter out, kill everybody, because everybody's been partying and drinking inside of Troy, which looks like New Orleans.
It does.
And then
But I think
they
it's
open the
Mexico.
doors, right? It was filmed in Mexico, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they open the doors, the Greeks come in, kill everybody. And then Achilles gets I thought it was a clever way they did this.
It was.
The way they killed Achilles.
Yeah.
Because in mythology, Paris shoots an arrow. Apollo guides it to Achilles' heel, and that's what kills him. But
Oh.
in this movie, he gets shot a bunch of times in the chest and in
Right.
the heel, and then
Yeah.
pulls all the chest ones out. And then when he dies, the only one left is the one in his heel, thereby creating a potential mythology, which again, like, completely takes away from the real story that
Right.
involves gods and goddesses. So,
Right.
anyways, what are you gonna do?
We get though. We
I
get
think we're
though.
gonna forget about it. So,
We probably are gonna forget about it.
I think you had a
Forget about
couple,
it.
you had some analyses about some of the characters.
I thought I already went over that.
Well, I mean, you had Achilles, legendary warrior or unbearable coworker. Actually, I like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
Because that rings true in the book. That's what I'm saying. I
No.
saw that and I was like, damn right, brah.
Yeah. I liked him. I don't know.
Well, sometimes you have to have a badass on your squad.
Oh, you have absolutely like there needs to be someone that the men want to emulate and follow.
Right.
And if they're badasses, then that makes it even better.
And the fact that Hector, fearing for his life the whole movie, because even in the movie, you can tell, like, he is telling his wife, here's how you get out when I fall.
Right.
He knows he's gonna die. But his men, he's like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
We're in.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep. And speaking
Loved
of
it.
Hector, is Hector the actual hero of the movie?
I would say so because he is defending his homeland,
Yeah, but he loses. And so do they. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on, like, your
Yeah,
definition,
I know. I
I
know.
guess. I mean, I'm not
Yeah.
like, I don't,
He
I'm
was
not.
the moral and
He didn't want any of this.
No, no,
Totally
no.
obvious.
No. No.
And I loved him in Munich, and I always thought he would have been this great. A great iteration of this character called Mitch Rapp
Oh, I thought
in
you were
these
going to say
books.
James Bond.
He would have been great, James Bond. My wife thought so, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
I liked him as Hoot.
Yeah.
Hoot.
Wow.
Did Mom save me?
Paris,
Paris, I
horrible.
mean, yeah, I mean, romantic hero, coward, or handsome international incident. He's a coward. Sorry, fuck him.
Total coward.
Hate him.
Yep.
Hate him.
There can't be two heroes in Troy. I'm
No.
sorry.
No. Agamemnon.
Agamemnon, listen, I'm sorry. You
No, go
just
ahead.
said it. What do
No,
you have
no.
to say? Because.
No. I mean,
Go
it's
ahead.
Brian Cox. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, he plays him so well where I know that he seems like he's such a bad guy, but his business is war and he's really good at that.
Yeah.
So, like, that's.
And he was, I mean, the funny thing is, it's like you watch the beginning of this movie and they are like just as happy as everybody else that we have peace.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like he sought out this war. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well,
He sought out this war.
it was an excuse,
Right. But
right? As soon as
no.
Helen did that, she was it, he was dude, he was so happy. He was like,
He's
"Oh my
like, we're
God,
sailing.
I can take Troy. Yes, please. Yeah."
But he didn't. It's like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like they had tamed the beast and then they unleashed the beast, you know?
Yeah.
See, once upon a time, Bear Bryant once said, "Don't wake the gator."
Yeah.
And he's talking
Yeah.
about Florida.
Yeah.
And we kind of did. We woke from 90 to, or excuse me, 84 to whatever. But my point is that don't poke the Agamemnon, you know?
No. No.
And they did.
Yeah. So I think I want to get down to what holds up. But
Yeah.
before that, I have a couple of trivia, or not trivia, but just interesting facts. And I think some of this is bullshit. I think the source that I was at was not
All right.
great, but the director, Wolfgang,
Yeah.
didn't want Helen. He didn't want anyone to play, like, he did not want Helen in the movie. He
Right.
want her spoken of because he thought no human could have the beauty of this or that or whatever. Obviously, that's not sex. That doesn't sell. We get,
Yeah, yeah. No, I heard that exact same thing as well, yeah.
we get Diane Kruger. So there's
And we're
that.
happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've mentioned these two before. Pitt hated making it. He thought it was too commercialized. He was on the hook for it. And then back to Wolfgang Petersen.
Yeah.
He turned down the Gladiator, and so that's he wanted to jump on this one to have his Gladiator. Although I think probably Gladiator is a better movie, and it's probably more critically acclaimed, I'm gonna guess.
I wouldn't even guess
Okay.
or even say I think.
Okay.
Gladiator is a million times better than this movie. And I don't
Okay.
know why. I mean, maybe it has to do with the crazy thing is like if I had to guess, they're probably the same length of time,
I could see that, yeah.
but like this one seems rushed as hell. Whereas Gladiator, there is a buildup. Now we are talking like wars occurring,
Correct.
but there was a war in the beginning of, I mean, a battle.
Yeah.
There was a huge battle in the beginning.
Yeah.
There was a tremendous amount of downtime that we really cared about.
Yeah.
And then there was, one on one, 3 on 1, 10 on 1, whatever, 10 on 10 combat. But no, I mean I wouldn't even say this movie's poorly shot. It's just there's just something rushed about this movie that is
Yeah.
hard to. It's almost like this movie could have been 1 and 2, but that's just not the world we were living in the early 2000s.
Yeah. I would
Whereas
agree with that.
Gladiator is a story of one man. Maybe that's a problem in this movie.
Could be.
Maybe if the movie was literally about Achilles, it had to have been about Achilles, actually, now
Yeah,
that I
I
think
mean,
about it.
yeah.
And then you know what would have been great, as much as I love, I mean, actually, not as much as I don't mean that actually sounded like a hedge. I love Sean Bean. It
Yeah,
would have been
I love Sean
great
Bean too.
if they had done Troy and the Odyssey or
Yeah.
Odysseus or whatever you're going to call it,
Right.
and make
No.
him Odysseus and his battle back home.
Yeah, I
I'm curious.
100%
Are
agree.
you going to watch the next movie? You know what? Let's save that for the end because I think that seems like that might be our conclusion.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, continue.
I
So
think so.
what else you
So
got?
the extras actually got in a fight.
Is
So
that right?
apparently one brand was Bulgarian, the other brand were Mexicans.
Oh boy.
Bulgarians found out the Mexicans were getting paid more as extras. Because so these guys were the extras that were in the battle. When you see all these thousands of people or whatever, or probably hundreds that they made look like thousands.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there was an actual physical fight. Cops had to be called in to tame the riot down, and so yeah,
Mexican cops?
Mexican cops.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
Who'd they side with?
I'm gonna go with the Mexicans because they had the money. So there was that. This I found it very, very hard to believe, but maybe it's true. I didn't check my facts here, but it's the source that I had said that Brad Pitt actually tore his Achilles while filming this movie. I find that very hard to believe,
Maybe yes.
or at least injured it. So I don't know, you know?
I
I
injured my Achilles in a hotel
don't
this week, so
Good job. You're walking though.
it's conceivable.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right, so what holds up? Obviously Eric Bana, Peter O'Toole's performances,
Yeah.
the practical scale, the costumes, the set, all the armies. Obviously, the big fight, Hector and Achilles' duel, although there's probably
Yeah.
better fights in other movies.
Yeah, but it holds up though. It was
It hold
badass.
100% it holds up. Yeah, it's one of the better one. You know, the themes definitely do hold up in this. And
Got what do we got?
no,
Pride.
oh yeah. I mean, I never
Grief.
cried, but
No,
other
no, no.
people did. Yeah. Everybody else did.
I don't know. We got pride, grief, duty. And then, I mean, I know you mentioned this earlier, but Achilles, desire to be remembered
Yes.
based
Yeah.
upon his mother's, prophecy. I mean, that's the driving force in his,
Yeah, 100%.
So,
100%.
yeah.
And then, interesting fact, I don't know if it holds up or not. I guess the score is pretty good, but
Yeah.
James Horner's score. So, this is another thing. I don't know how true it is. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was an Academy Award winner who wrote the original score. And he worked for like over a year on it. And then, like 10 days before the release of the film, they fired him. And so,
Really?
this James Horner had to write the whole score for the movie in like 10 days.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I think I didn't really have a problem with the score. I wish I'd watched it, three more times or two more times, but
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What doesn't hold up? Paris and Helen's romance causing mass death without earning enough emotional investment. I have a just a side note kind of on this. Oh, a little bit. I just flicked my pen cap somewhere.
that's okay.
But they show Helen stitching up Paris. Helen would not have stitched up Paris. There would have been some bed maid or
Slaves.
whatever. Yeah. There you go.
And well, actually, that's something that I learned in my investigation of which translation to read. The one I'm
Yeah.
reading, like they don't, she, the lady doesn't mince words. She doesn't call them handmaidens or this, that, and the other. I mean, some people are literal handmaidens. But a lot of people are slaves, and that's fine. Like I'm not happy with the concept, but it is the time of frame. It's the time frame and the language of the time. They were slaves,
Right.
and they weren't from Africa necessarily. They were from
Well.
all the countries and continents that had been conquered. And so the slaves did a lot of the stitching. You're absolutely right. I mean, that lady wouldn't have lifted a finger.
No, not
No.
at all. Not at all.
But your second point, though, please go ahead, because I would love to laugh at this. The flattered Hollywood
Oh,
style version of the mythology. Some of that is so, some of this is so annoying.
It is. It's very annoying. It's very annoying. Accents, obviously. Only one,
Terrible.
really.
Trash.
Because I thought everybody did pretty well except for Pith.
Yeah.
You know,
Speak the way you speak.
speak the way you speak. You know, I put in here Achilles and Briseis developing a relationship at blockbuster speed.
Yeah.
Also had to rewind your tapes of Blockbuster.
Yeah,
I put that down there, but it's like, well, I didn't realize this was like over a 9-year period, so maybe they.
no. But there was no relationship.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. No, and no, I'm saying in the book even. It wasn't
Yeah, I
even that
know.
close. That's what
Yeah,
I'm
I
saying.
know.
Like it's just
Yeah.
it's fine, great. He was actually just, he was really just pissed that he got one-upped by Agamemnon.
Yeah.
It wasn't even about her. So they had to add a romantic set, whatever you
Yeah.
call that.
Yeah.
And
And
also it
then
was very trying at the very end where he was like telling her to go and she didn't want to go. It was
yeah.
just so silly. Like they would ever have found each other in the city of Troy.
No. Never. Never. And then the last point is like, this is basically like a cologne advertisement. You know, I mean, it's very 300, although this was before 300, where you got, you know, the
Airbrushed
main
abs, yeah.
airbrushed abs and like the three main stars, like they wax their chests and
Right.
oil down, so wax and oil, so you're trying to, you know, appeal to everyone. So
I know, I feel like Hector or Eric Bana was probably the most accurate. I mean, if you're talking like godlike person. He was dark. He had dark hair. 5 o'clock shadow at 10 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, no, that's funny you say that.
No, I totally agree. Eric
This is
Bana best
Hollywood.
games. The top. It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood.
Hollywood. All right, so I think we can probably get into some stuff here.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll give you just a couple of questions, you know, like who's your favorite? Who's the
Yeah, let's
favorite?
hear it.
No, like who's your favorite character in this?
Well, depends on what you mean. I mean, like, the person I want to be like would be Hector, but I loved the my favorite character as a person I want to hang out with all the time would be Odysseus, but my
Yeah.
favorite performance might be Brian Cox because I love Brian Cox
Fucking
and
love Brian
he
Cox.
killed it.
He did.
And he was a dick, you know, like I don't know if he was again, like, you know, he wasn't
The king of kings, man.
a dude. I don't
Yeah.
know. I like him. You know, and he put out so many olive branches in the book, and you know, he's such a dick in this, but I love Brian Cox. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he's Uncle Argyle
I know.
in the brand Braveheart.
Braveheart. Yeah.
How about you, man?
Yeah, it's funny. Brian Cox.
Really?
Yes, it's Brian
No
Cox.
shit.
Like, I
Hell yeah.
love how he portrayed him. And, you know, when he, even though this was a pretty serious movie, and some of his lines are pretty funny, you
Yeah,
know.
of
I mean,
course.
obviously, he's being a dick, and that's why
Yeah.
they're funny, but it's, you know, a little comic relief, a little comic relief
Absolutely.
in that. Your best, or actually, worst character.
My worst character. Well, okay, so character, not performance, right?
Yeah, either way. I'll go
I
either
would
one.
say, no. My worst character is Paris.
Course.
God, he is such a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a. Whatever. I mean, like, he is the antagonist in this entire like situation. It's almost like Helen's given a bit of a reprieve because he is so beautiful. She
Yeah.
couldn't help it.
Yeah. But he's also the responsible one. He should have known
Yeah.
better.
He didn't have to steal her.
He didn't have to steal her. Nope. That was
And I think they
all,
kind of
was all his idea.
Yeah, and I think they kind of 21st centuried it up a little bit by making
Oh yeah.
Menelaus like a horrible person, you know.
Right, yeah.
Everybody was horrible back then.
Everybody.
Bill Maher says, you know, like people did horrible things because they were generally horrible. You know,
Right.
it's not like we shouldn't be judging them by 2020 or 21st century standards, you know, like so. That was a silly move, but they had to make us. And also, that's the other thing. Like, they didn't have to make Paris and Helen sympathetic.
No.
I mean, not that I felt that at all, but they didn't have to even try, because
Right.
these little tiny comments didn't move the needle at all.
Right.
And then making him a coward the way he ran away to his brother, it was like, what is the, why even make Menelaus like a proposed bad guy, you know, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. Anyways.
No, not at all. All right. Favorite scene.
My favorite scene. Golly, I mean, like, so many of the scenes kind of like rush together, but I love the duel between Menelaus and Paris that results in Menelaus dying and then Agamemnon just hollering. Like, it shows like so much emotion from his
Red.
brother getting killed. And now, because that's the other thing. I mean, like, they were just like, we are gonna kick their asses, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But then the other thing was crazy, was like Odysseus and was it Odysseus or was it Achilles were like, one of them was like, you know, like saying, why are they rushing so, you know, like they're getting right in the range of the archers.
Right.
And it
Yeah.
was
Yeah.
just like, there were some boneheaded moves by them, but
Yeah.
like his anger and
His rage.
fury. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Well,
but I
100%.
love Odysseus. Like, I would say, like, well, I'll say if you have a secondary character nomination, then I'll hold off. But if you don't, then it's Odysseus.
Okay.
So, how about you? Favorite scene?
Favorite scene, I already mentioned it. It's that opening scene where Achilles just
Yeah.
kills that guy. Because
Totally.
you're thinking something else and there's a complete
Yeah.
curveball, and I love it. I
Yep.
love when that.
Subterfuge. They're going to be like,
Yeah.
oh, it's going to be this epic moment. And he's just like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst scene.
We're seeing. Just any scene with Paris and Helen together, they are just so intolerable. And that's just me. What about you?
That was my answer.
No, come on. It couldn't be the same exact thing.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm like Paris, and I'm like, no, Paris and Helen.
Paris and Helen, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Because,
Paris and Hector, I'm like, I feel for the guy, you know? Like,
yeah.
he's a younger brother. You know,
Yeah.
he can never live in the shadow of the great, or, you know, of Hector.
Right.
He's good with a bow. Yeah, but then he
Yeah.
gets with Helen, and he's like, oh, I'm so weak. Yeah.
I wonder if how good he was with a bow got him the job on Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
Yeah.
you're right. Maybe Apollo helped him.
Maybe. It could be. Could be. All right. I think we're getting into wrap it up time. We're gonna go over some ratings.
Yes.
So I know you need to kind of look it up because it's been a hot minute since our last actual movie review was
What are you
over
talking?
6 months ago. But we did have a
We have a rating system.
I know we do. And our last one was In Memoriam thing.
Oh, dang it.
So, but while you bring it up, before you read it, I'm going to give you Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, tomato meter, that would be your actual professional critics.
Correct.
I don't know. I don't know how you become a professional critic. That was only a 53%, and that was 226 reviews.
Wow.
Popcorn-o-meter is just your average Joe's like us, over 250,000 ratings at 74%.
That's a good disconnect. And that actually tracks because critics are stupid. I'm not
Yeah.
saying that this is a great movie, but critics are like
Yeah.
assholes.
They are assholes. Yep. And the IMDb rating is 7.3 on a scale of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of higher than I thought it was
I
going to
thought,
be.
yeah, me
I was
too.
thinking 6.5.
Yeah.
Hey.
But
That's not going to have anything to do with our rating, though.
no.
Would you like
No.
me to describe our rating system?
I would love it.
Great. Because our rating system is a
Thank
little
God, because I
different.
forgot.
Oh, it's good. From worst to first, okay? So from a one star, and that's fine. We go on a scale of basically a one to five. The one star would be, because remember, this is Automatic Rewind. We are a classic movie podcast, and we kind of have a reference to old school movie rental situations. Did you return this movie and not rewind it? That's a one star. A two star is you returned this movie, but you did rewind this movie. A three star, you returned this movie late and incurred some late fees, meaning you liked this movie a little bit. You held on to it for a day or two. Four star is you never returned it and you just kept it.
Yes.
But a five star, not only did I keep this movie, but I bootlegged this movie for distribution. FBI be damned. That's a five
Yes.
star, baby. So, Gus,
Yes.
from one to five, where do you got this movie?
So I struggle with this
Yeah.
because I think I said it in the green room. Maybe I said it when we first got on. Like, if it's on, I'll watch it. Like, I'm not going to change it. I'm going to watch it. I won't find something better. But I'm not going to actively look for it.
Okay.
So I think with that, I'd probably give it, a three star.
So you have returned this movie late
Correct.
and incurred some late fees at
Correct.
Blockbuster
Like a
or
day late.
whatever.
Yeah, like a day late.
You're a day later.
Day
So this
late,
is like
yeah.
a 3.1. I'm just
Yeah.
kidding. Hang on.
Yeah.
I don't think
3.1
there's a
sounds good.
3.365. Anyways,
Nah.
well, that's funny you say that. I am as well. I'm a three star. Returned this movie late and incurred some late fees. I like this movie. It's fine. It's fun to watch. It's nice to see actors that, like, maybe in 2004 I didn't care about as much, but now I extremely care about, because I know Braveheart was before this. So a lot of these guys were before this, but, Braveheart was, golly, that was like 9 years earlier. But, so much has changed in the past 22 years since this movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these movies like that come out today have so many squibs and CGI and it's awful
Yeah.
and so forth and so on. And I like some of the practical effects. Like you said, it was filmed in Mexico.
Yep.
some of the sets got wiped out during a hurricane. Now that was after the movie had wrapped, but still, I mean, like, you know, it's a there's a lot of coolness about it. It was it I the, my concern and what kept it from being like a 4-star for me was that it was super rushed, you know, like I think if they were going to be true to the story of it being, you know, 9, 10 years long, and we're in the 10th year, or if they see to flash forward, they could have made that obvious, but they didn't really care about that. And that's a little frustrating, but whatever, dude. Cool movie. Cool fun. Wife likes Brad Pitt's abs.
Yep. Sounds very familiar. Very, very familiar. So I think that's it. Any final thoughts there?
I would like to thank our potential sponsor. Is it Plague? Oh, no. It might be
No.
Pandemic Sauce Company.
Black Death.
Whether he exists or not. Black Death, that's right. Whether he exists or not. You know, there's plenty of ways to contact him. But
Oh, yeah.
hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and follow, and share this episode with your family and friends, Greek or Trojan. If you have any movie suggestions, rather, you know, for us to review, send them to me, Cousin Bailey, CUZZINBAILEY at gmail.com. Good gracious. Or reach out to us on Instagram at Automatic Rewind, all one word, or on X at Gus and Cuz. That's it.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
Outstanding.
great job. Great job, Cuz.
Well, this was fun.
Hey, you know, I mean, like, we're just kind of shaking the, you know, we're grinding the rust off, you
We're
know.
grinding the gears.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
Grinding DS. I'm pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but I
Hey,
think like
yo.
in the I think coming up in the future, we've got not only do we have more episodes of Automatic Rewind,
A
we
hundred
got a
percent.
couple lined up in the hopper.
We do.
Gus and I have some great ideas because this movie has kind of triggered some of our emotional investment, some of these actors that not only that we mentioned tonight, but that we mentioned in the past. Also, Bourbon Boys, that's Bourbon Boys podcast on your podcast places where you get podcast. That's coming out in a couple of weeks. That's Gus, Cuz, Malt Liquor, and Big Dumb Animal. No, is that his name?
No, Professor.
Professor Brasky. Doctorific. Sorry, he changes his name from time to time.
Doctor
Anyways,
Professor.
Dr. Professor. Anyways, we're going to be coming out and we're going to be reviewing and prognosticating the SEC football schedule as well as the entire season in the next couple of weeks. So, anyways, come check us out. Gus, thank you so much for picking this movie. This was a hell of an idea because the movie The Odyssey is coming out and it has come out, and I think it's going to be epic.
All right, well said. But for Cousin Bailey, I'm Gus. We're out.